Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And as I've been mentioning the past couple days, we're praying for countries in the world that don't have Pray Every Day, but they probably also need a witness of Jesus. And so today I'm praying for Brunei in Asia and Burundi in Africa. And so Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brunei. I actually had a friend who knew some of the royalty in Brunei. So I know a little bit about that little island country. And I pray, Father, that you would open the airwaves just to bring Pray Every Day into Brunei. And we also lift up Burundi in Africa. 11.89 million people need to know you. And we pray that you would open the floodgates of heaven and woo those folks to yourself. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, today we're reading from Revelation chapter 18 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. After these things, I saw another angel coming down out of the sky, having great authority. The earth was illuminated with his glory. He cried with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, and she has become a habitation of demons, a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from the abundance of her luxury. I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, that you have no participation in her sins, that you don't receive any of her plagues, for her sins have reached to the sky, and God has remembered her iniquities. Return to her just as she returned, and repay her double as she did, and according to her works. In the cup which she mixed to her double. However much she glorified herself and grew wanton, so much give her of torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and will in no way see mourning. Therefore, in one day her plagues will come, death, mourning, and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For the Lord God who has judged her is strong. The kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and lived wantonly with her will weep and will wail over her when they look at the smoke of her burning, standing far away for the fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city of Babylon, the strong city, for your judgment has come in one hour. The merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, all expensive wood, every vessel of ivory, every vessel made of most precious wood and of brass, and iron and marble and cinnamon, incense, perfume, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, sheep, horses, chariots, and people's bodies and souls. The fruits which your soul lusted after have been lost to you. All things that were dainty and sumptuous have perished from you, and you will find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who were made rich by her will stand far away for the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, who is dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in an hour such great riches are made desolate. Every shipmaster and everyone who sails anywhere, and mariners and as many as gain their living by sea, stood far away and cried out as they looked at the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like the great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, in which all have had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her great wealth, for she is made desolate in one hour. Rejoice over her, O heaven, you saints, apostles, prophets, for God has judged your judgment of her. A mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down and will be found no more at all. The voice of harpists, minstrels, flute players, and trumpeters will be heard no more at all in you. No craftsman or whatever craft will be found in any more in all of you. The sound of a mill will be heard no more at all in you. The light of a lamp will shine no more at all in you. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride will be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants were the princes of the earth, for with your sorcery all the nations were deceived. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints and all who have been slain on the earth. Mind if I pray for you? Boy, that was a mouthful. That was a lot of scripture today. Thank you for walking through that with me. And Lord Jesus, help us to understand the deception of commercialism, the deception of goods, the deception of enslaving people, the deception of sexual immorality, all the things I prayed about yesterday, I pray about today. Lord, we don't want to worship at the idol of money. We don't want to worship the idol of things. We don't want to worship the idol of sexual satisfaction. We want to worship you. So please forgive us when we have listened to the siren call of Babylon the Great, when we have been more enamored with merchandising than we have been enamored with you, the Messiah. Forgive us for this. Help us today to just focus on you, to realize that only our true contentment and peace can only come from you. And Lord, forgive me for trying to fill up my heart with things, to fill up my heart with sin, to fill up my heart with quick pleasures that have nothing to do with who you are. Lord, help us to take the long view in this life, to trust you for the long haul, and to have perseverance of the saints, to keep going, to take the next right step. Lord, encourage my friend today. Bring them to a place of contentment, peace, and joy. Produce in them the fruits of the Spirit, and those fruits of the Spirit help us to stand against the darts of the evil one who wants to woo us back and tempt us back into Babylon the Great. So Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. We've seen a lot of evil today in this passage. Yours is the kingdom forever and ever and ever. We worship you alone. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you. Keep praying for this podcast, friends, and continue to pray for Brunei and Burundi. So thank you and have a great day.